Thank you, Holy Spirit.
So as the Lord leads us, we just do the service. There's no formula for our evening service. We can decide to worship. We can decide to prophesy. We can decide to minister to the sick. But there's no formula to the service. As the Lord leads us, we move. But hear me. I saw 5 people healed instantly in this house. Hear me carefully. If you came here with a medical condition, you came here with pain in your body, you are testifying tonight. And this one is not a prophecy. I'm telling you what has just happened in the name of the Lord. Now, I was reading the book of Job the other time, and I came across some principles. The Bible tells us the sons of God, which was the angels of God, appeared before God, and Satan also appeared. I'm sure some believer is asking, if God cast Satan from heaven, what is Satan doing in the meeting going on in heaven? Why should God permit Satan to be in the midst of a meeting where he's disqualified? I'm sure many have asked that question, that how come Satan joined the angels when he's now a fallen angel? Now, we need to understand that God understands and respects legalities. Now, remember that God gave Adam authority over the earth. And as God gave him that authority, it included the authority of access into God's presence. That was how come God appeared or came to Adam in the cool of the day, and Adam accessed God's presence in fellowship. But when man committed sin in the garden, when Adam committed sin in the garden, he handed over his authority to the devil, which included the authority of access. So Satan, by virtue of the stolen authority he took from Adam, he was able to access the presence of God. And because God respects authority, God couldn't sack him. But guess what? That legality was canceled by another legality called the cross. Through the cross, there was a legality that stopped Satan immediately from accessing through the Adamic authority handed over to him. But that is just by the way. When he appeared, God asked him, "Have you considered my servant Job?" And then a conversation was going on concerning Job without the notice of Job. Now, one principle I want you to know before you leave here tonight is that there are people discussing you. There are spirit beings discussing about your welfare, discussing about your activities, discussing about what is going on in your life without your knowledge. It's a serious matter. As you are sitting down innocently, there is a discussion going on in the spirit. Job didn't hear that conversation, yet that conversation is going on. If you are a child of God who does not believe in the spirit realm, you are a joker. Many things are happening in the spirit realm which our physical eyes and our ears can hear, except God permits that we see them. Tonight, every discussion that involves your name, if it is not of God, we cancel that meeting. We set confusion in that meeting in the name of Jesus. Every discussion going on about your marriage, every discussion going on about your finances, every discussion going on about your future, if it is not in the name of the Lord, I see angels scattering that meeting in the name of Jesus. If you believe, shout Jesus. So there are discussions, please be seated. There are discussions going on. And Satan acknowledged something that was so powerful. He said, "Has thou not made an hedge?" In fact, open with me to the book of Job, chapter 1, the verse 10. Satan acknowledged something, but you see, I want you to also acknowledge what Satan acknowledged about Job. He says, "Hast thou not made an hedge about him?" Give that to me in Amplified Version. Let's read another version. He says, "Have you not put a hedge about him?" Give me another one. "Why? No one ever had it so good. You pamper him like a pet. Make him sure nothing bad happens to him or his family or his possessions. Everything he does, he can't lose." Hey! Now, back to the Amplified Version. He said, "Have you not put a hedge of protection around him and his house and all that he has on every side?" Now look, have you conferred prosperity and happiness upon him in the work of his hands, and his possessions have increased in the land. I'm prophesying to only three people here. I declare upon your life a divine hedge around you. I declare that may God confer prosperity and happiness upon you in every work you do. May your hands and your possessions be preserved. And may God increase you in this land. In the name of Jesus. Please be seated. So Satan acknowledged that there was protection, a hedge, not only around Job, but around his children. Not only around his children, around his house, not only so, around everything that he possessed. If you doubt that God can protect you, you are in danger. If there is a time we need protection, it is now. We've seen people go out and never return. We've seen people sleep and never woke up. We've seen people talking to others and they just collapsed. They never woke up again. But you were in this season, in this year, in this month, in the rest of the months left, you will be so protected by the hand of God that what kills others will not kill you. In the name of Jesus Christ. So Satan acknowledged that there was a protection, a special protection from God around him. Number three, there was something that happened, Satan said. He said, the reason why he's serving you is because you have given him all these goods. Take it away from him and he'll curse you. Which means that Satan knows something. He knows something very deep. If certain things are taken away from you in life, it will affect your relationship with God. He said, if you take these things you have given to him away, he will curse you. Which means it is possible for a believer's faith to be affected when certain things are not in place in his life. I'm telling you. If you have a marital problem, when we say lift up your hands and worship, the pain in your heart can't make you worship. Satan knows that. So he says, take it away. Which means Satan's eyes are upon these things that you are mentioning here. And amazingly, we come to the 13th. Satan can manipulate circumstances, events, and elements to destroy the people of God. Now, I saw something in right from the verse 15. God permitted Satan to attack Job. And immediately, the first thing that happened was that armed robbers came and robbed the goods of Job and they killed his servants. Which tells us that most of the time, armed robbery attacks are spiritual attacks. Now, ask yourself a question. There were seven houses. Why did they locate only your house? Why was your house so attractive? Meanwhile, you were in a single room. It's not that your house is nice, but that was the house that was robbed. Which means a believer can pray that throughout the year, may no robbery attempt operate in my life. Listen, when God gave Satan the permission, he attacked him through bondsmen. Which means armed robbery attack is demonic. Because an armed robber can enter someone's house and rape his wife and slash the throat of his children. You came for money. Where from rape? And where from taking things and touching things you're not supposed to be touching? Listen, this world is a wicked world. There are sometimes these armed robbers, they don't know what comes over them. But before they realize, they shoot you, they kill you, they go back and weep. Listen to me. You will not be a prey in the hands of robbers. You will not be a prey in the hands of robbers. Any robbery against you in this year is aborted. Every armed robbery attack against your life is aborted in the name of Jesus. And I was shocked. After he finished, the Bible says he had a report that you have lost your goods. Secondly, I was shocked. The Bible says fire came down and consumed all the goods of Job. Which means that Satan can manipulate fire. He can manipulate fire. That's why I said Satan can manipulate the elements of this world. He can manipulate systems and circumstances. So he can make sure and ensure that there is no job you will ever receive. They will promise you that you hear from them. The people want to give you that employment. They don't know what is happening to them. They say, go. You have all the qualifications. We call it manipulation. He manipulated fire to consume. Listen to me. Every manipulation of gas explosion, fire outbreak, your house burning, any part of your life catching fire, we reject it, we refute it, and we neutralize it in the name of Jesus. You will not die by fire. You will not die by fire. You will not die by explosion in the name of Jesus. There was an event where a man came to a filling station and bought fuel. The moment he drove off, 3 minutes later, there was an explosion. Now ask yourself, what made this man escape so quickly? 3 minutes, there was an explosion. Everybody in that surrounding, they burnt, they were toasted, they were roasted. Why did it happen? Listen. God will order your steps, and make sure that you will not be at the wrong place at the wrong time. I'm prophesying. I said God will so order your steps that you will not be at the wrong place at the wrong time. Where calamity is about to happen, God will make you disappear. Where calamity is set up against you, God will cause you to escape. In the name of Jesus, shout, I escape fire. I escape fire. Amazingly, the devil also manipulated the wind. And the wind collapsed everything in the house and it fell upon his children and killed them. Hey, this is a serious matter. Satan can, he has the ability to control fire, to control wind. He's telling you about some of the capabilities of the enemy. The Bible calls him the prince of this world. Don't underestimate his power. Every spiritual wind that has been sent to blow over your house, I stand in as God's servant and oracle. I declare, may the wind blow in another direction. In the name of Jesus. Listen to me. Now, this is a serious matter. If Satan can manipulate fire and wind, which means he can manipulate desires inside you to desire the wrong thing. He can make you fall in love with the wrong man. He can make you desire to sleep with animals. He can give you an ungodly appetite. Listen, Satan knows how to manipulate systems to work for himself. So there are people today who are in addictions. They don't know what is happening. They want to stop. Like I was talking to one man. He said he's so much sleeping with people that he wants to kill himself. The day he decides to stop is the day he does it worse. Hear me carefully. Anything in your life that happens concurrently that you have tried to stop that seems impossible, it means there's a spirit involved. It means there's a spirit involved. That is how come the thing keeps happening. It just can't change. It just can't stop. Listen to me. There are spirits that manipulate the feelings of people. You know this boy is beating you, but you still go back. There is a manipulation. I'm teaching you here. Hear me. Anybody who has been manipulated by any power of darkness, tonight you are loosed immediately. You are loosed immediately. In the name of Jesus. Satan can manipulate an uncontrolled anger, an uncontrolled self-control. He'll make sure you lose control and you don't know what is happening to you. When the thing is destroyed, then you come back to your senses. It's a manipulation. Now, when we are speaking about altars, altars are powers that manipulate the events and the outcomes of the lives of people. When we are speaking of an altar in your family, we are talking of a system that manipulates you according to its course, not your course. Now, when we say there's an altar fighting you, it means this is where you want to go. But because of that altar, the altar tells you this is where you are going, and it makes sure you arrive there. That's the power of altars. So if you have an altar in your family, the purpose of altars is to manipulate you to go according to its course. That is how come there are families, people don't marry there. It's an altar. That is the direction it takes every woman. That's the direction it takes every man. You will never be able to be rich to a certain point. You can't. You will not be able to travel. You get to the age 25, you become an alcoholic. There is one man. When they were children, there was a shrine in their house. I'm teaching you about legalities. There was a shrine in their house. He was very innocent. They were children. And the food that were offered to the idols of the house, the children would sneak in the night and they go and eat the food. And if you have intelligence, you know that all idols are connected to marine spirits. So most of these fetish priests, they make marine spirits do their activities for them. So once you have eaten food for idols, you are connected to the marine. Immediately he married. He had a dream and saw seven mermaids. Mermaid water spirits. There were seven. Their mother was there with six children. And he asked, which of you wants him? And the last born said, mommy, I want him. When he woke up, his sperm are spilled. That was the end. Any woman he sees, he sleeps there. So the issue came to me, and then you see, if you are dealing with certain things, then you need to find the history. I asked him about the history, and he told me what happened when they were children. Listen, there are things that go on when you are very young. In fact, there are even things that happened before you were born. And you may not know, but the thing is that your ignorance of the matter does not make a legality ineffective. I'm teaching you there. Currently, his big brother has given birth with eight women. This is a true story. He has given birth with eight women. He doesn't know what is happening to him. We call it altars. And sometimes altars can be broken in two ways. Number one, by supernatural order. You can just come into one service, in worship, in ministration. Something will touch you and something will suddenly break and you are free. But it doesn't always happen like that. The second way altars are broken is by spiritual advancement. Consistent fasting. Consistent prayer. Consistent coming to church, consistent praise and worship, consistency. Because let me tell you, altars are broken by altars. It took 14 years for that fetish priest in your family to serve Satan in that family. It will also take you about 40 years to serve God. 40 years of serving God. 10 years of serving God in prayer, in fasting, to alter that altar that has been altered in your life. So hear me carefully. It's very important to understand that we are in a spiritual battle, and Satan is making sure that he will suppress you until you have nothing in you to give to God. That's why as Christians, we must be serious, because you know, the people in the kingdom of darkness, they are too serious. No witch comes to witchcraft meeting at 12:05. But a Christian will take things for granted. Do you know that witches give thanksgiving offerings for successful witchcraft hunting every week? They give thanksgiving offerings. They do praise and worship. That was one week. They said that when they meet, they praise and they are dancing. Hey! But Christians don't understand the spirit realm. That's why you come to church, you're cool. You don't know what is happening. There's a revelation I've caught. I will never be casual with my service of God. Never. Serve God, though. Serve God and pray. Tonight, any altar that seems to be altering your destiny, altering every aspect of your life, tonight I speak as God's oracle that that altar is broken now. That altar is broken now in the name of Jesus. Hear me. If anything happened in your past that has haunted you, there was a young girl when she was 5 years old, she was raped. And the issue was not handled spiritually. And that depression she went through, that season she went through after that rape, it made her an immoral girl. Nobody understands. But once you look at her and smile, she will sleep with you. These things are not normal, though. I'm telling you. A child stole some coins or stole some money in the house. They said, who stole it? I said, yeah, me. And they said, Obi ofa sasi kan obe bre. You were only 10 years old when you stole the money. But the curse can be 50 years old and still be operating. You may have grown and forgotten about what you did, but Satan does not forget legalities. Listen, tonight we plead the mercy of God. Anything you did in ignorance, anything you did you were not aware of, that Satan is still holding as a legality against you, by the power of the blood of Jesus, we wipe away every legality in the name of Jesus. We wipe it away. We wipe away that legality. I told you in the morning that there are 7 things that Satan seeks to destroy in any man's life. If he destroys them, he knows it is possible your Christian life can be affected. Let me state them and then let's do the anointing service. Number one is what? Number one, the first thing Satan seeks to destroy in your life is marriage. Many people don't know, but Satan hates marriage. He hates it with every being in him, because Satan does not have love. And anything that depicts love, he hates it. That's why he loves to set confusion in marriage. He loves people to commit adultery in marriage. He loves it. So Satan will destroy the fabric and integrity of marriage so that the outcomes of your spirituality can be altered. And hear me carefully. Satan is doing all these things so your prayer life can never hold. He's doing it so that your spiritual sensitivity, if you are crying, if you are in depression, can you be spiritually sensitive? You can't even dream. So he does that to silence and mute your spirit. Hear me carefully. You will need to pray and contend. You have to fight for your marriage. I'm telling you, number one is your marriage. Number two is your finances. It's your finances. Satan will do everything possible to fight your finances. Until you are coming to church, you don't have an offering, you are sad.
until you cannot be able to pay your children's school fees. And you're sad. When it happens that way, it destroys the integrity of your faith. So Satan finds people's finances. I know a guy who, in fact, one of the prophets was telling me of a guy who was being paid, I think, 7,000 or so. And he was manipulated to use all his money to do Superbet and Aviator. Every money the guy gets, someone who's been paying 7,000. Now, what are you doing with Superbet and Aviator when you have 7,000 Ghana cedis? What do you want? Do you know now the guy takes loans? He has taken advanced loans. Until now, he pays loans and his salary has now dropped to 1,500. The rest of the 5,500 is being used to pay loans from Aviator. Can such a Christian concentrate when the word of God is coming? Never. Satan will fight your finances. I'm telling you. So a lot of Christian problems is finances. Finances. Number three is your children. Your children. It's the third thing Satan wants to destroy. Please pay attention. If you are a parent, you have a sister who has children. You have a brother who has children. You have relatives who have children. If you have children, you need to be very careful, attentive. You need to be very careful about your children because Satan can destroy your children to frustrate your life. Your eyes must be on them. You must pray for your children. I watch one video of a man who wakes up at 4 a.m. every time. He will lay hands on the children, kneel down and pray for them in bed. I've been praying for my children in the prayer room. When I saw that video, I also started waking up. I leave the prayer room and I come on them and speak a word over their lives, over their subconscious mind, that you will serve the Lord. No weapon formed against you shall prosper. Anyone who feed you with demonic food, it will backfire in the name of Jesus. I cover you with the blood. You'll be an intelligent child. Nothing will stop your life. You will serve Jesus. You will do the work of God. Your friends are chosen by Jesus. You will not fall into bad friends in the name of Jesus. I bless your marriage. I have started blessing my 4-year-old son's marriage. By the time this boy turns 25, he cannot marry a wrong person. You know why? Too much incense regarding his marriage has been offered that angels must by force give him the right person. Yes. Satan wants to attack your children. So you must open your eyes and be highly spiritual. And if you don't have children, start praying for your children. Start praying for them. Father, bless my children. Deliver them from immorality. They will never end up to be weed smokers. In the name of Jesus, I break the power of lust over them. In the name of Jesus. There was a story I told you last time. Someone's 12 years old daughter is being slept with every day by a teacher, class teacher, 12 years old girl. And the teacher is 29 years. The parents are working hard to pay school fees. The 12-year-old girl leaves the dormitory and goes to the teacher's bungalow every day for sex. 12 years. Open your eyes. A brother and a sister were on their phone, going through their phone. Suddenly, they don't know what happened, and they started watching porn. Within 15 minutes, the brother has slept with the biological sister. Do you know what has gone on? A covenant has been established in the spirit, and their children's children will pay for it. Satan knows you are ignorant. You are looking for pleasure. He's looking for your future. So he will use your current pleasure to purchase your future. You see, many people don't know that the formula that happened in the life of Esau and Jacob is the same formula happening to many Christians without knowing. Esau sold his birthright and his blessing as cheaply as you will buy beans and cocoa. He was hungry, so his appetite led him to sell his birthright so he can eat. So as cheap as he was,
He sold his birthright. You see, many people have sold their destinies for cheap sex. They have exchanged greater glory for temporal appetite. And all these things are manipulations of darkness. May the Lord deliver us. The fourth thing that Satan fights is relationships. Relationships. Don't joke with it. Hear me carefully. I told you on 31st December that there are three things you need to be successful in life. Number one is what? The grace of God. Number two is what? Obedience. Number three is relationships. It was one man that gave us 400,000 Ghana cedis, and we added money to it and bought this land. One man. Relationship. That's why I don't joke with relationship. Don't joke with relationship. I go to the man, I pray for him. When I pray for him, he wants to give me money. I say, no. God didn't ask me to take money. Keep your money. I just came to pray for you. And I went out. The next day I went. I pray for him. He said, oh, let me give you. I said, no. I came to pray for you. I don't need your money. Meanwhile, I need money. But you see, there is a way you preserve relationship. If you put money in your eyes, you won't succeed. Check it out. Those who chase money don't get it. Those who chase principles end up getting it. So many people don't know how to manage relationship. You are fought with all your destiny helpers. So people don't understand. Listen, keep quality relationships. Know how to keep good people around you. There are some people, even if they offend me, I have decided I'll still be their friend. Because I noticed that I need them. They don't need me. If you don't know how to, see, if you don't know how to separate people in your life, you'll be in trouble. There are people, we don't fight them. We don't fight them. Let them insult you, we don't fight them. Because your help is connected to those people. I'm telling you. You don't fight them. There are people today, if I call them, they don't pick up my call, I don't get offended. If I text them on WhatsApp and they blue tick me, I don't get offended. You see, color blue has offended you. He blue tick me. It's just a color. Relax. You take life too serious. He blue tick me. He doesn't respect me. Relax. What if his phone screen got spot when he was about to reply? What if he was crossing the road and a car almost knocked him? Why are you so selfish? Blue tick. Blue tick. Listen to me. You see, Satan won't see. Satan can just manipulate your emotions to fight with people who can help you in the next 5 years. He will make you fight with them now, and then you suffer later. And you're saying, God, show me mercy. God says that I gave you a destiny about 4 years ago. Where is he? Listen to me. Relationships are assets. One of my pastor friends gave me 100,000 Ghana cedis check for the project we're doing. One man. Another person gave me 150,000 Ghana cedis for the project. One man. We call it relationship. Tell somebody relationship. Tell someone keep good relationships. Don't destroy them. Oh my goodness. I'm teaching good. There are some fights you don't engage in them. Sometimes if you want to win, lose. Udiwa kumechia. You will lose people. Good people will come and pass you by. And you'll be wondering, what have I done? What have I done? What have I done? I remember one of my pastor friends. I'm not the type that love going for programs. Me, I'm an indoor person. If you know me very well, I can stay in the room for 1 year. I'm fine. And he was coming for my programs. Now, if you come for my program, is it by force that I have to come for your program? It's a choice. He was offended that he comes for my program. I don't come for his program. Meanwhile, you wanted to be my friend. And the way you want the relationship to be, I don't think we have come to that place. Have you entered into a relationship where one person is expecting more than you want to give? The person is thinking that the thing is ripe, but you don't think it is ripe. And the person is asking for things you think is not yet time to give. Have you been through that before? Why are you looking at me like angels now? The man was offended. He posted on Facebook, "I've never seen proud pastors like this. You go for their programs. They also don't come for your programs." I didn't say a word. Little did he know that God will start elevating us. Now, he can't even come back to me. I just feel pity for him. He can't come back. Listen, don't do things to people where you can't come back to them. If you are leaving a company, live well. So that later in the future, you can go back. I was serving the church. I served in that church for 10 years. It was time for God to make me go. I really handed over very beautifully. And then I left the place. Today, I can walk there at any time and do anything I have to do. In fact, yesterday, the wife of the man that raised me, he was sitting here. He wouldn't have come if I destroyed his relationship. There are some of you, tonight, you must pick your phone and say sorry to some people. That's the only prayer topic. That's the only miracle. Take your phone and say, "Bro, I'm sorry this happened. It won't happen again. I don't know what. I'm sorry." Even if you feel proud, you just say, "I'm sorry." I'm serious. So, some of you today, your prophetic direction is not oil. Your prophetic direction is call. Call the person and tell him it's over. What come on, you do your desire? Hey, me. Who needs you? Pick your phone. It will change everything. It will change everything. Have you missed your friend's call? He didn't call him back. After 5 months, he didn't return the call. And now you are in need and he can help you. Have you entered into a house and you saw 3 people sitting at the gate? You didn't greet them and you passed by. And you went to go and look for your friend, and when you went, his door was locked. Your phone is switched off. Please, can you go back and... Or maybe it has not happened to you before. It has happened to me. Me and my wife, we went to a Chinese restaurant to go and eat. When we went, there were people sitting there. We just passed by them. I didn't see them. We passed by them. When we went, the restaurant was locked. Now, they were the ones to respond. We wanted to go and ask the time they are closing. When we look at them, the way they were looking at us, we just entered the car and we're watching from afar. You see, some of you, you are nice to people who look rich. But I came to realize most rich people don't look it. And that's how you destroy your blessings. You are waiting for someone who's wearing a nice suit. One of the men that helped me, in fact, tomorrow he's bringing us linery speakers and bass hoofers free of charge. Yes. It's a CD sewing for the church. When you see that man, you recognize him. He wear Lacoste and jeans and shoe. He bring it to church on Sunday. If you see that man, you pass by. You pass by. The properties he has, the lands he has, you have no idea. You have no idea. So hear me. Treat people well. Sometimes your biggest breakthrough is saying good morning to someone. "Hello, sir. Good morning, sir. Please, how are you?" "You're welcome, sir." Adding. It's not hard. Be nice to people. Some of you, you see the person holding iPhone 15 and is holding one on the left. Holding Samsung, which was the latest brand. What's the latest brand? You see, you don't have money, so you don't even know the latest brand. What's the latest? S23 is holding that one too on his right hand. And he's wearing Louis Vuitton, the shoe. Wearing his perfume. It's 100 meters away. You can feel it. You can sense it. And then the man is coming like this. "Behold the anointed of the Lord." Then you say, "Good morning, good morning, good morning." You are being fake. Do you know if Jesus was in our day, the way he was despised, that's how you would despise him. Because he didn't look like it. Jesus was so simple like his disciples that when it was time to arrest him, Judas has to kiss him before they identified him. So Jesus, the one you are serving, didn't look like the savior we are expecting. Your destiny helpers may not look like the saviors you are expecting. Some of you, your destiny helpers, they may be poor now, but in 2 years they'll be rich. So be nice to them. Rise up on your feet. Say, in the name of Jesus, I connect myself to my destiny helpers right now. In the name of Jesus, anyone who is supposed to help me in this year, I call them forth right now. Lift your voice and pray. Lift your voice and pray. Connect to your helpers. Connect to your helpers. Poraba Shanta Tatale Shapro Pro Shapanda Salepe Pelocuso Toco Bratida Yaborobo Shapala Brababa Santana Mazu Rapa Palatizota Pala Rapa Pashanta Palatiza Rapa Palabro Shampalataza Rapa Palo Shantalabro Yepetona Mama Copra Shantalabrata Rapana Lepetena Macopra Baba Santa Lemaniza Rapito Copash.